You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today, Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey continue with How to Fight with Your Faith.
Job 22, verse 28, it says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon your ways." The Amplified says, "You shall also decide and decree a thing." So when you decree, you're already deciding what you want. "You shall decide and decree a thing. It shall be established for you, and the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways." Can you show me that in the New Living Translation, if you can? The New Living Translation, that verse. "You will succeed. You will succeed in whatever you choose to do, and light will shine on the road ahead of you." So you decide, "I'm going to be healed." You decide, "I'm going to be out of debt." You decide, "This thing is not going to defeat me." You make that decision before you even fight or throw the first punch or throw the first sling or swing the sling. Before you go into the battle, you decide your victory. Amen. John 16:33. This is Jesus speaking. He says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace." Now, if you step outside of Jesus, you're going to lose your peace. He said, "But these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. Now, in the world, you shall have tribulation." What's the other word for tribulation? Trouble. He said, "Now, in the world, you're going to have tribulation." How many of you in the world? I'm seeing some of y'all, "I've been delivered. I've been translated. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light." Okay, stop being so deep, okay? In the world, you're in this natural earth, okay? In this natural earth, on this side of heaven, you shall have tribulation. That's not a negative confession. That's a statement of fact that Jesus said. You're going to have trouble in this world, okay? But in me, you have peace. So even though you're in the world and you got trouble in the world, abide in me. Let my words abide in you, and you can still have peace. In this world, you're going to have tribulation, but despite all the trouble or tribulation going on in the world, be of good cheer. I have what? Overcome the world. So Jesus said, watch this. You're going to have trouble, but you got to know, because you're in me, I've already conquered and given you the victory over the trouble. So why do we act so shocked when trouble comes our way? I can't believe I'm going through this. If you in this world, you're going to have some tribulation. Why me? Why not you? You in the world, aren't you? God going to show himself strong on somebody's behalf. Amen. And the only way God going to be able to show himself strong is that you're going to have to be in some situations that require a strong hand from God. Amen. The only way you're going to get a mighty deliverance, you're going to need a mighty deliverance. Great victories come through great battles. So in this world, you're going to have tribulation. But Jesus said, be of good cheer. Keep your head together. Abide in me. Rest in my peace. Because before you even go through the trouble, I've already overcome the world. Romans 8:37. We're going to back up because, nay, and all these things, that sounds good, but you got to know what these things are. Romans 8 chapter and verse 37, Paul's talking about, are we going to let things and circumstances separate us from the love of God? Look at verse 35, Romans 8. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecutions or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Now watch this. These are not spiritual attacks. This is natural stuff that he said I have been through in my circumstances. Tribulation, trouble, distress. Okay, come on. If you in the middle of the sea holding on to a board, that can be a little distressful. Okay, distress, persecutions. Okay. Getting beat 3 times, almost 40 strikes, save one. Famine, not having anything to eat, nakedness, not having clothing, my clothes stripped from me, peril, dangerous situation, or sword, threatening to be killed. He said, as is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, no, I'm not going to let any of these things separate me. In all these things, these circumstances, we are what? More than conquerors through him that loved us. So what do conquerors do? Conquer. What do overcomers do? What do winners do? And so we are more than conquerors. Paul said, despite we're going through these things, you got to know I'm already a conqueror. Watch it. The reason why God allows me to go through it is because I'm a conqueror. The scripture says that God will not suffer you or allow you to be tempted above that you're able. So if you're going through it, God's already determined you can make it through it. In other words, before you could even be in this trial, this test, you had to qualify for it. God already knew you have what it takes. So you have to gird up the loins of your mind and realize, if God allows me to go through this, he's already made a way of escape for me to bear up under it. God's already given me victory, just the fact that I'm in it. Amen? Job, everything Job went through was with God's permission. God had already told the devil, go ahead, you can touch, watch this, you can even touch his children, you can touch his property, you can touch all his stuff. He is going to come through it. He will not curse me. Now, which also talks about, we're talking about fighting with your faith, but the fight is for your faith. What's the fight for? So the fight is not about your car. See, you get all caught up in the car. The fight is not even about your marriage. The fight is not about your children. The fight is not about your house. The fight is about your faith. So when you see people who lose their faith because they lost their house, they already had an issue. When you see people who no longer come to church because you fell out with a parking attendant, what kind of relationship did you have with God? Come on now. I mean, your trials and how you go through it, it helps to locate your spiritual maturity. I told you years ago, we would go down to World Changes. And you know, there was a particular usher. We had her. She came here and trained our ushers. So especially after she trained our ushers, she got to know me personally. So every time we go to World Team, hey, Pastor, no matter where she was find us and bring us and sit us on the front or right behind Pastor Dollar somewhere there. And so I got used to being brought up to the front. So we went down there, and there rose an usher who knew not Herbert. Okay, and I said, well, there's a And I said, but so, you know, this ain't my church. I ain't their pastor. I went and sat where I'm supposed to sit. And so praise and worship, I mean, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. People entering in, tears rolling down. People say, I'm. And the Spirit of the Lord said to me, am I as worthy of praise back here? Or only up there? Am I the same God, though you're sitting back here, that I am up there? See, know what that was doing? That was helping to locate my maturity. Amen. And then we found out, then as we kept going down, we found out that there was a list. We would see people with they saw a list. Us had a list. So one day I decided, I said, can you see my name on that list? So we found out our name's on the list. So now I said, so now they bring us up. Well, we went down there a couple weeks ago, and we said, and I said, can you check the list? He said, what's your name? And I went all the way down, and we flipped the list over. We flipped it around. We looked up and down. And they said, what's your name again? I said, they said, you ain't on the list. I said, yeah, you're right. We ain't on the list. And I went on and sat back down and entered into praise and worship. And watch it. And I checked myself. Everything was all right. Come on now. See, the stuff you get offended by locates your maturity. When you allow people and things to keep you from praising God and coming to church and entering in and tithing because of something, you don't have a relationship with God. There's some deficit in your relationship with God. Paul said, we're not going to let any of these things separate us from the love of God. My relationship with God is intact. My faith is intact. I don't care what happens. And so you know, you got to locate yourself based upon the things you're going through and your attitude. You want to say something about that?
If you allow me to say, you can't measure your conquerhood by your outcome of the battle. You're a conqueror, whether it looks like you won naturally or not. Ooh. And so we have to get to this place that it's settled. I don't measure my faith by what I see, because my faith is based on who God is. So even though I did not receive in this area, it doesn't mean that God's not. He still is. That's why we're more than conquerors, because Jesus came and settled this thing that no matter what goes on in our lives, there's a people here on this planet that believe God in spite of what comes and what goes down, that we still stand on the word of God. And then some of us may have to say that even though I have not received, I died in faith. And so when you die in faith, you are a conqueror, because you didn't allow what the schemes and the devices of the devil to take away from you what the word said can happen. And so the word is true no matter what goes on in your life. And I really believe, as we came out of this minister's conference, because there's a common thread from people all around the nation, because they was talking about getting back in faith, encouraging people to be in faith, because everyone is measuring their faith by what they see. But our faith is not just measured by what we see, it's measured by what we know. And so I think there's a remnant in the kingdom of God that's raising up that said, don't look at what I drive to say I have faith. Don't look at what I live in to say I have faith. I have faith because I stand through some foreclosures. I stand through some miscarriages. I stood through some divorces. I stood through some people going on to the Lord, and I prayed and I believed God, and I did not receive the manifestation, but I can still come to church. I can still give God praise, and I can still serve. That's faith. And I believe there's a host of witnesses in heaven saying, I'm looking for the people to say, nevertheless, even if, even not, we serving God regardless.
Yes, well,
that's a conqueror. That's a person says, no matter what, I believe God. That's your conquerhood, if you allow me to say. Amen.
Amen. 1 Peter 1 verse 6 says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, that now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation. He said, you rejoice, right? I know you're going through some stuff right now, and it seems heavy on you. Verse 7, that the trial of your faith, the trial of your what?
Faith.
See, so when you're going through, what's on trial is your faith. It's not your car that's on trial. It's not your marriage that's on trial. It's not your children that's on trial. It's not your house that's on trial. What's on trial is your faith. The devil saying, God, they don't believe you like that. They don't trust you like that. Oh, Job is serving you just because of stuff. You remove the stuff, you're going to see what you really got there. He's addicted to the stuff more than he's addicted to you. He loves the stuff more than he loves you. Your faith is on trial. And your faith, your stuff don't produce your faith. Your faith produced the stuff. The trial of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried. What's tried? Your faith. Though your faith is tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now we see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Watch this. He's saying, without ever seeing anything, receiving the end of your faith, unto and the salvation of your souls. So we hold on and we receive the end even without manifestation. I got it. It's your faith that's on trial. Man, and I believe if we would just get that settled, a lot of the stuff we go through in the natural, some of the stuff will just cease. Because some of it, know what this stuff is? It's showing what you're really made of. And when I say what you're really made of, I'm telling what's really important to you. Because I sent it on to our pastors and minister staff. There's an article I was reading last week by Joseph Mantero. And it's talking about why people have stopped coming to church. And it was talking about how many people have never recovered from the recession. And that there were years of plenty. And so now people are so fearful of being in need. And because people went through foreclosures, now people take jobs on Sundays. It's happening all around the body of Christ. Now people take jobs on Sundays and all this kind of stuff. And we do whatever we got to do to make money because we're so fearful of losing stuff. And so now we have watered down and we realize that we thought we were serving God because he was God. And we were serving God for stuff.
Just like when you read here, it says the trying of your faith, it says more precious. That God's saying
your faith is more precious than the stuff.
So you can do whatever you want to do for the stuff. Your faith still will be stretched. So you can take a job. It won't stop your faith from being stretched because he desires your faith to be purified. And then also, it says, all this stuff is going on, and you were saying this, honey. He says, but even in all of that, receive the end. You're going through to keep your mind together, to keep your heart together, to keep yourself from going crazy. Receive the end. Get an image of the end so you won't lose your mind.
Amen.
And so how do I stop from going crazy and having a meltdown? I stand or I sit, take some time. That's why you cannot go through without prayer. You got to spend some time in the presence of God. If you're in a test, in a trial, and you know this thing is from the pit of hell, God, I got to spend some time with you because I need the Holy Ghost to paint on the canvas of my heart because Satan, he gives you images, right? When he tells you stuff, you just don't hear it. You see it. You see them coming to get your car. You see your marriage breaking up. You see your children getting strung out on different things. So he's painting a picture. And God said, I need time to paint a picture on your heart. Mm. And the way I paint a picture on your heart is spending time in prayer so you have something to announce.
Amen. That's also what meditation does. Yeah. Meditating on the word day and night, you make your way prosper, you have good success. Meditation, you mutter the word of God, and you get an image. You receive the end of your faith. You get an image of your outcome. And that comes from meditation on the word of God.
And if you announce something and you speak something that's contrary to what Satan's trying to put on you, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So if I receive the end of my faith and I speak what I see, I hear myself saying what I see. And God has wired us, our ears, to believe our own voice. So if I say what I see, I believe what I say. Because God has fixed it so that I will believe what I say because I believe my own voice. Mm. So no matter what Satan's saying, if I announce it, I will believe it. If I announce it, I settle it. And so to keep going forward through your trial and not stopping, you got to open up your mouth and you got to spend time in prayer. And then you got to get in the word of God to decree because Satan got some noise going. He got chatter, right? So this is what he's speaking his law for your life. And God's spoken the law for your life. So I got to decree the law for my life. Then I got to announce what I say, what I'm seeing, so I can speak peace to my soul. Then when I announce what I'm saying, y'all follow me? Then the angels hear what I'm saying. Because there's two teams on the playing field. Mm. Angels or demons. Mm. So I got to give the angels the play. I'm the healed and I'm not the sick.
Yeah.
So the angels go to moving, carrying the play. But if I don't speak, Demons are running all around the playing field doing what they desire to do. And God said, if you just open up your mouth and decree a thing, it will be unto thee. And you got to open up your mouth. That's why Satan's hitting so many of us with so much stuff. He's trying to stupefy us, mesmerize us, and cause us to become mute. But in this season, you got to make a decision. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what did not come to pass. That's why I had to settle some things. I prayed for some people. I believed God for some people. And I didn't see what I said. But guess what? God is still a healer. He is still a provider. He's still powerful. So I'm going to say what I believe so the angels can move on somebody's behalf. And I will not go down in silence. You can't afford to keep your mouth shut. I don't care how many cars you have lost, how many houses you have lost, what's going on with your children. The seed of the righteous shall be blessed. I believe God.
Amen. Amen.
And the angels go to moving. And I really believe it's just a test what Satan did back with Job. He just came and presented himself with the sons of God before God looking. He's roaming to and fro the earth. And God knew exactly what he was talking about. Say, where have you come from? Roaming to and fro the earth. Oh, have you considered my servant Job? He didn't ask for nobody. He's looking for somebody. God knew exactly what he wanted. And I believe in this season, some of us don't even realize that we've been recommended. Satan's trying to take the word of God from the church of faith. We are people of faith. We are people who believe in the word of God. The word of faith will not be demolished, will not be reduced to zero. And God said, I believe there's a remnant in the word of faith movement of people who will still say, even though they do not see. They still say, even though they've gone through. They still say, even though tears are streaming down their face and their heart is broken. And Satan's trying to break us. But I believe if we keep saying what we know, what God has told us, even though we have not seen with our natural eye, a heaven wind will come into your life and strengthen you like never before.
Hallelujah.
And there will be a release and there will be a flow of God that God has spoken in these last days that Satan's trying to keep us from walking in. But God said, who will respond to the word of faith? Who will stand when they feel like giving up? Who will still decree even though people are laughing? Let them laugh. Let them say what they want to say. We are people who believe in the power of the word of God, the power of healing and miracles.
Hallelujah.
And signs and wonders. Let them talk about us all they want. We will see the power of God and the word of God operating in our lives in this season. But we have to stand. Having done all, we must continue to stand. And we're going to see the hand of God. Amen.
Amen.
Excuse me. But the indignation got to rise up. You got to get mad about the situation. You got to get mad about the thing and say, devil, no more.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Leave me a confession.
Amen. Well, let's stand. Come on, let's go before the universe and declare some stuff and decree some
Hallelujah.
Stuff. Amen. Say this with me. Father God.
Father God.
I thank you.
That I am.
A person.
A person.
Of faith.
Of faith.
I'm covered. In the blood of Jesus.
In the blood of Jesus.
I am.
The righteousness.
Of God.
Of God.
I have.
The mind.
Of Christ.
Of Christ.
Therefore.
I decree.
And declare.
Every battle that you encounter may not be a physical fight. Sometimes you will have to fight with your faith. Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey give you strategies to win in the spiritual realm. Order this powerful 5-part series today for your love gift of $25 or more. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for How to Fight with Your Faith.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.